I want to read to you. I think you'll appreciate. Penny asked me a shayla last night. And so we were a little on a topic. I kedarki my ADD-ness. I sidetracked already for like 2 weeks. Only 1 2 week saved. But I get things in my mind, and it's hard for me to not think about it. So Penny asked me a shayla last night. Yes, a general shayla last night. And I want to read a gemara and then just talk.
What's the question?
Penny wanted it. Penny shayla that he asked last night. He asked about the sianus, about going. Are we supposed to go to Makom Sianus? Is the goal to avoid the sianus? Is the goal to the emes we put on this world? It's not only the sign. We're supposed to pass. Like, should it be the verdict? I'm a chicken. I avoid Makom and Nesayin.
Well, it's already in the sign to go to the place. That's in the sign. So you already.
You have been assigned.
You have been assigned the job.
So I just want to read a Gemara of Zion and speak a little about this. It wasn't asked Merach Shiloh. What was asked like in the Pirates? So I want to read a Gemara. Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Zion. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Zion says, Omer Rav, Lo'aylam. La'olam forever. Al yavi other matzmil de nesayin. A person never should bring himself to an nesayin. Rav Yosher Barrett a theory that whenever the Gemara says la'olam, the word la'olam, what is the word la'olam forever? Say al yavi atzmil de nesayin. What's the word la'olam forever? He had a theory that it's a din. Even if you'll have a reason that doesn't apply, it's a din. But anyway, it says La'olam, always a person shouldn't bring himself to Nesayin. Shai David Melch Yisrael Havi Atzmel to Nesayin. David brought himself for Nesayin. David HaMelech davened for Nesayin. He davened for the Nesayin. V'nichshal a trip. Amal Lufani Rabbeinu Shalom. Ma Oimer Melchei Avram Lekei Tzav L'Yakov. Eina Melchei David. Amar Inu Minsi Li V'atle Minasta Li. He said, "Amr lefan rabbanu shabchaneini misanei v'nisani." He davened to Hashem, "Give me a nisayan." So he said, he asked David Amel said to Hashem, "Why did they say l'kei Avram l'kei Tzav l'Yakov? They don't say l'kei David." So Hashem said, "They were tested. You weren't tested." So he said, "Test me, b'chaneini Hashem v'nisani." Paskin tell him. So, it says he asks for a test, Hashem gives him a test, and he didn't pass it. That's the whole ma'aseh with Bathsheba. Yeah, the Gemara goes on, a fascinating Gemara goes on. The Gemara goes on to the whole story with Bathsheba. But the Gemara says it's clearly a havamina that a person should daven for the Sionis. There's shavamina. He should be daven to go after the Sionis. But you see from David HaMelech that he was punished for davening for Nesayinus. We daven every day Al Tivyeinu L'Ilei Nesayin as a response because of this Gemara. We daven every day Al Tivyeinu L'Ilei Nesayin. Don't bring me to Nesayin is a response to David HaMelech who asks for a Nesayin. We daven not to ask for a Nesayin. Because the avoid of the Mentira is to avoid Nesayinus. I a lot of times think, this is what I want to just talk about tonight. A lot of times I think that the battle of life, the ikur battle of life is to set yourself up where you automatically win. There's a mason, the Dubna Magid was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, but he was a good, he knew how to give Musar Shnartzim. Dubna Magid knew how to lay it in, he knew how to tell the story. He went around, he was a Darshi, he was a gorgeous speaker, spoke mamish pearls. So the Gaon asked the Dubna Magid, give me Musar. He asked his Talmud, lay it on to me. Give me Musar. So it's funny, nobody in the world's above needing Musar. Everybody needs Musar. Revolba was the Gadol HaDor, worked on himself for 60 years, used to go to Rav Yonasan David, who was 15 years younger than him, to learn with him. Everybody needs a Rebbe who gives it to him. Some of the biggest improvements I made, I had a Chevra for many, many years, till I came here. I was close, I lived with my Chevra, I was with a Chevra of guys, who we gave it to each other, we mechazed each other, we gave compliments, my friends knew it. There were times, I remember one night, all night, my closest friend was right, I hold from the best yoga light in America. I remember lacing into me once the whole night. He was giving it good. He held on a certain topic. We had it out, I remember, until like 5 in the morning. And Baruch Hashem, we both were macking on the nun. 5 in the morning, we had it out.
What was it about?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's just personal. I know if it's personal, it's fine, but I'm just curious. But like, if someone's giving Musa till 5 in the morning, they're both 5 holy people. What are holy people talking about?
I'll tell you a different time. Lina, that I will tell you. Good night, I will tell you. I'm not cutting you off. If you remind me, I'll tell you. Now I want to focus on this, but Lina, that I will tell you. But holy people, both of the guys.
No, I just like, I know what, like, if I had Musa, I know what to do. Maybe I'd tell you.
Funny, all my faults, I tell you a lot of them, I don't tell you all. Ketzad Varen. but like this. So I'll clean that up, clean that up. But the kitzur is like this, that he, is that a lot of times you come to yeshiva, a lot of times in yeshiva, I miss that chevi, giving more sir. Some of my best shtayim I've done here is a bach who comes, he gives a good musim, I've gotten from a bach will say, you do this, you do that, you take it to heart. I'm all it's hard to take, but you take it to heart and you get good musim. The guy asked the Dumna Magid, give me some musim. And the Dumna Magid told the guy, which is no kunst what you're doing. You sit in your corner, the going to get into the going is very difficult. Not any time of month by the going, you had no call it cool. To get into this inner machitza is very, very difficult. So he said, it's not kunz your gunner. You don't talk to any Rishon, you don't look at the Yash, you don't look at bad people, you sit in your corner and people come learn from you. There's no kunz to be a tzaddik like that. And he gave it very hard to the guy that you don't have any Rishonis, you're sitting there locked up. You would see what's going on in the streets, what's going on around. So the Goyim started crying. This is the Veltzes of the Goyim burst out crying. I can't verify it's true or not. This is the Veltzes of many, many people say this myself. The Goyim burst out crying. And the Goyim said, even though he was crying, he said, I'm hurt. He took something to heart. That Musser, you know, don't make yourself perfect. You just don't have over the Siyanis. You're not around. He took some. But he said to the Dumna Magid, in his tears, he said to the Dumna Magid, the Avoid in life is not to be a Kunz Magid. He said there's no kunz to what you're doing. He said the avoid in life is not to be a kunzmacher. The avoid in life is not to make kunzim. For a character, avoid in life, he defended himself. This is to avoid the sionis. Many, many times I think to myself, if your avoid in life is to go be in smart places, have smart friends. This gemara is a whole mahalach achayim. If a person says, you can say yourself in such a way, but you can't feel. If you say, the right chaver, people, everybody knows. Everybody knows we all have. I could think, you could think, you could think, we have to think we have friends. Certain guys around who are always doing Averis. There's always lush, certain guys around, there's always lush and hara being said. Always negative sachin, negativity, lush and hara, badness, bad words. Oh, I'm always, when I'm with them, always bad things happen. And the other people I hang out with, always good things happen. When I'm around them, it's the chud. I asked the bacher today. I asked him, who would you do you have somebody in mind, you hang out, the good things happen? He told me the name of bacher. I was very happy. It's not the true. For example, when he hangs out, the good things happen. And the avoid is to set ourselves up in winning situations. The right chaveir, when I'm with him, good things happen. The right yeshiva, the right rebbe, the right yadizach, the right dormitory, the right everything to set myself up. Kimat where I can't fail. About you never could take away bechira. This is part in the Gemara of Al-Yob Yasadim son. People go to dumb places. A guy meets a girl. Who is the Aver wasn't he met the girl? He was in the son, maybe it was impossible not to. Who is to be in such a dumb place? A guy goes, a guy walks to Manhattan. I hear a Molabach going to Florida. There's no one who has in Florida. A guy got it. Bachman asked him. A couple of Bachman are pressuring me a lot to go to Florida. I don't mean the guy she had a reason to go. The guys, I wouldn't say it was. A couple of pressure to Florida. In my mind, I'm thinking, what type of machine has to go to Florida? He's going to a stupid place. Of course he's going to have the sinus. That he's going to see Zach and it's going to put things in his mind. He's just going to a stupid place. My wife's grandmother, she was a Pharisee, so she was a wealthy lady, and she wasn't from, she was half the year in Florida, then she was in Cleveland. And she begged us all, she flew all the family to Florida, she'll fly. So I would work at every excuse, we should fly to Cleveland. Cleveland's a cold weather place. Why should I fly to Florida? Why should I, if it worked in Berkshire, I never had to go to Florida. Once the guy's a big pull to Florida, it's going to a stupid place in the Cleveland. Why would he go to a place that there's more preachers? Why would he go to a stupid place? Instead of going there, then he has this design, that design, don't go to a stupid place. People go places for Shabbos, with cash for Shilas, with other shit. Who told you to tchila? I remember when I was a bacher, I learned this like the hard way. A kid was special in Yeshiva Rabbi, I was maybe 12th grade, he was 9th grade, I was first grade, he was 10th grade, something like Masha was said. He was freshman to go to his house. I learned the hard way, I went to his house for Shabbos, I thought, you know what I'm saying? I went to Shabbos, I learned my dad, Yeshiva Rabbi was like, yeah, I hate snobbiness. Third year guy came to play first, I don't like snobbiness. I don't go for it. It's not my type of shtick. I was friendly, nice, but I don't know what's the difference. A nice kid, we're good friends, very nice friends. did this bachas. It was rather was nifter. It was a very special bachas. But I went to his house for Shabbos, and over the Shabbos there were a lot of kashrus, severe kashrus Shabbos. I had to develop a stomach ache. I didn't need that Shabbos. So I spent a lot of Shabbos groaning in the bathroom. I had to make food. I couldn't eat that Shabbos. There were a lot of Shabbos. There were things going on in the house. They didn't know how long. And it was a big lesson. It was a life's lesson. I was very naive. Just going. It was a life lesson. It's a guard yourself. Don't just go anywhere. You're not a hefkervel. That's also part of it. I'm not just going to say this to Kritzis and say this. There are all sorts of things. Who asked you to be just hefker? You just go anywhere? I was wrong. I shouldn't hurt the kid. I should have my kid. It was a stupid thing. Make a taste of son. Somebody advised you, put on the cash, instead of going, you have all these fakers and you put yourself in a crazy mats and many for your command can't pass, and you're not going to have the guts. Say, I don't need that. So I don't know if it's COVID. You're not going to have the guts. Don't go to a stupid situation. Be smart beforehand. Don't put yourself in a matzah, a losing matzah. Don't go to a situation. People go to dumb places. They visit dumb places. They go to a place they know something's going to happen there. Don't go to a party. Stay away from that place. Of all the things, Shaya Twersky left over an open. When he was nifty, I went through his stuff to send it back to LA. So we were packing up stuff. We found the notebook of the Cheshman Nefesh he kept. One of the most impressive things in his notebook was he kept the Cheshman that he used to keep away from crowds. He said, crowds of attendance, they talk much, not a group of guys. He said, he wrote out the whole week, I didn't go near a crowd. That was something he worked on. That was a practical thing, not only a crowd of us. Not saying not to do that. That's a lofty thing. I don't know if I'm right. No. Staying away from stupid places, not entering in a sayin, not entering a mock of a sayin. Instead of putting himself in a situation, then he has this. Revolver says, and I think it very much is relevant to this discussion. Revolver says there's no such thing as an unorganized gadol. These words, but if you know, I'm not a gadol, I'm far from it. We all want to head towards growth, towards being a special people. This line is like a dagger to my heart. I'm very unorganized. This line like hit me. See, I know could that wasn't really said all night, but you can give us until the morning about this. This line hit me like a dagger. Revolver says in Sefer that Revolver says that a person's judged, that the bigger he is, it's got to be exactly like, what's the word, in parallel, like to this growth has to be more organization. The bigger is organized. The bigger the person is, the more organized is, the more this schedulized, the more is it surah to the person. And I believe the chat is this point, that there's no nesayin. This is my, I'm sorry. There's no nesayin. A guy can't have a nesayin chat that's been for my, a guy can't have a nesayin. This is what I do. This is, the more he's locked into a schedule, talking to the son of Victor Miller at his ceiling, this is what he was doing. This, every day for 60 years, every day, he davened at the same time, he learned at the same time. Every day was the exact same surah. In such a tight schedule, there's no room for his son. He didn't have time to talk Lashon Hara, he didn't have time. The Shagasaya, they say, said on himself, I don't know, he was worried, I'm not going to get schar. If you're not doing Averis, I never had time to do Averis. Navad is going to get schayed. That is the schayed. He was so misunder, so organized. The Yisayid of a Ben Aliyah is to set yourself up smart. That's the Yisayid of a Ben Aliyah. It's not all of us, if we're in a stupid situation, will fail. When you hear a bacher went to a certain party, was in a certain place, and he met a girlfriend, and he did this, kach v'kach, who wouldn't have done that? Who wouldn't have done that if they'd be in the same asin? The smarter bacher knew that he was never ended up there. The guy is there. They say this on Yesu Matzadik. The Bali Musar say, the Torah is extra words. It's not from the Etzim story, it's from the words in the story. By Yesu Matzadik, it's by Yonah Sachutzi, he ran outside. It's extra words in the Torah. Say, he left, he didn't. By Yonah Sachutzi. The Bali Musar say, that's the parish of Yisrael. The Torah writes words to give you, the Torah is only, it's not a history book. And it writes, not saying the story, a lot of details left out in the story, it's just Matifa. But that's the sugi in the Torah of Nisyonis. That's why if you want to look for Nisyonis, you look in that parasha. In the sugi of Nisyonis, it's by Yonah Sachutzi, run away. It's only two words in the story, but in the sugi, if you want to look up, there's a sugi to Nisyonis. Is it a sugya to look up? The sugya to look up is Vayana Sachutzi, run away. Don't say it. Yaisa didn't stand there and say, I won't do, I won't do. Where's he running? I won't do. Can't force him. I won't do. Get a hit strong, push her away. Vayana Sachutzi. He also was tempted. It said he went to the Bayis Lassus and Lachta. He was also tempted. He was an Asayan. The Asayan of an Asayan, Yonas Achutza, run away. Life, to run. The Asayan of an Asayan is get out of there. Rabbi Yisrael Salanti used to say that it's Asr du Yichud to get his money. The same way it's Asr ad Yichud, another lady. The whole Asr Yichud is the pshat, stay away from Asayan. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say, it's Asr Rav Yichud to get his money. He said, I won't stay in the loom alone with somebody else's money. Yisrael, the great of Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael was as far from Gezel as we are from China. The north pole from the south pole. And Yisrael used to say, I won't do Yichud on Yana's money. There's a lashon in the Gemara, Schar Schar Amin Mazira. Stay away, Lekarma Lo Sikarev. Remember, but Kabbalah, but elsewhere, veer, stay away from the vineyard. We say to a nazir, we'll learn about nazir. Schar, schar, mulinazira, lekarmel sikra. Don't even go near a keren. We know a nazir is not letting drink wine. So the Gemara is an expression. So remember, but Kabbalah, it's Sadi Beis. Stay far away from the vineyard. Don't even go close. Schar, schar, mulinazira, lekarmel sikra. Move. Don't even go near the keren. Don't go near a vineyard. Don't go in the vineyard. I don't drink wine and walk in the vineyard. If you walk in, you're gonna drink wine. Don't go near the vineyard. Don't go near. You go near, you're gonna drink. You're in the matzah nesayim yoyver. The trick in life is don't get into the nesayim. To me, it's a secret of life. And many feel they'll go. It won't happen to me. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Ki b'chino mezayre reshes be'ini kol balkanav." For a beautiful pasuk, Shleim Amelech. Beautiful pasuk. Ki b'chino mezayre reshes be'ini kol balkanav. For nothing is the trap set in the eyes of all flying things. What does that mean? You ever set a bee trap by your sukkah? How many bees get stuck in it? You do that by your sukkah? You know those new bee traps? We put them up right outside our sukkah. Tons of bees are in my parents' but tons of bees are in there. You think the first thing or the second bee sees, you go in there, you're going to be stuck forever, so it won't happen to me. He goes in there, boom, he's stuck also, the next one. Won't happen to me. He goes in there, boom, he's stuck, the next. For nothing is the trap set in the eyes of all flying things. All flying things say, I'll go there, to me it won't happen. Then he goes there, boom, got another one. It won't happen to me, boom, got another one. It won't happen to me, boom, got another one. Each flying thing, that's how living people are, is what they're saying. Living people, unfortunately, sometimes think it won't happen to me. I'll go there and I won't be harmed. We will be harmed. And the Asayr Ben Ali of Ben Torah is to be smart. Don't be stupid. Set yourself up where you're going to win. I'm a very competitive guy by nature. By nature in sports. I don't know why. In Gemara, in Torah, it doesn't come out. I don't know why. I have friends whose motivation is to outdo the other guy. In learning, I don't know what Ali Meir once told me, all theory, I didn't understand it. He had all theory. But I don't know why. In Torah, it doesn't do anything for me. I don't care. This guy does this, doesn't spur me on. But in sports, I'm very competitive by nature. And I remember when I was younger, I used to like making the other team better. I don't mind losing. I just love competing. I love competing. It's thrilling. If you lose, you lose. But I like the competing. At some competition. So I remember always liking the other team better and then trying to win. You're better, okay, so you win. There's like a certain geschmack. The other team's better and you try to win. What were you saying to that? I thought that was always like a fun, like geschmack. If you make your team better. But in Avodas Hashem, it's not that way. Avodas Hashem, make your team better. Stack the odds for you. Don't be a kunzmach. Like the guy said to Dumna Magid, it's not about kunzim. Don't be a kunzmach. It's about stacking the odds. Make yourself always on the best team. Find the Moshe Zisk and put yourself on his team. Get on Tzvi's team. Don't make yourself on the worst team and then get on the better team. That's not Avodas Hashem. Lahavdol. Avodas Hashem, don't make kunzim. That's what I wanted to share with Eileen. I want to hear hers. Are you a tiny penny? So I'm going to call you Mr. Shaila.
Yeah, very well.
What are you saying to me?
Is a star greater avoiding the Nisayan?
Is it?
Yeah.
Because you're doing what's mutal on you. Whenever schar is, we don't think about schar that much because that's like the domain of Hashem. What's right? We want to. We don't think so. Schar is good. Hashem's gonna pay us. We want to do what's right. Vados, we live what's right. Schar is greater. That's kashim. There's no like big coins. Hashem will send us on a sin. Our job in life is avoiding sins. Our job in life is to set ourselves up. The Baruch Hashem pays us good. I want to rate them. But that guy, he was in that muck of the sun. Hashem will pay us back. Our job, we have to keep our job. And then we keep our job, the schar is gebaldo. The guy's worried, like, Babil, if only go ahead, how can he have schar? That's what the Dubna Magid was saying to him almost. what's your schar? Caleb, we sit on the streets, the gas, we have to like hold our tithes, the garden had to hold many tithes away. So we're saying that, don't be a kunzmacher, all about this though. Just make sure we set ourselves up smart. You see in life so many times the decision, the mark in the sign is before the sign. The mark in the sign wasn't the guy once he's in that party pizza shop that everybody knows when you go there you get into trouble. Because the sign was then when the people told him, Vlad, if he could, once he's there he has to fight that sign. But the smarter rates was, don't go there. Who is? Don't go there. Be smart. Find a nicer place. Different, a place that's not a problem to go to. Be smart. You hang with that group of friends, of course it ended up this. That's what always happens. Be smart and don't hang with that group of friends. Make sense? Schar, schar, amin, and zero. It's a good rule to never like. It's an expression. Schar, schar, amin, and zero. The karma chole sikra. Veer, veer, we say to the nazir. The karma chole sikra. Don't go near of anyone. That's the insight in life. Remember that you said, "Schar schar min zira the karma chosikar." Don't go near Karen. Don't go near Vinyan. Save the Nazir. Don't go in the vineyard and not drink wine. Don't go near Vinyan.